It's the third and final day of the Dual Donegal International Rally, with the remaining 101 crews set to take on the last 96 kilometres over six stages. Stages which could yet serve up a twist or two as we await to see who comes through as this year's international and national winners. As things stand, Sam Moffin and John Fulton lead at the head of the field from Craig Breen and Paul Nagel, while Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty are at the front in the national. There is still a lot of rallying to come today. The now traditional and classic Sunday stages of Fannad and Atlantic Drive are joined by what could have a sting in the tail. Portlaoise is back after a number of years off the route. The 15.5 kilometre run of technical racing could cause problems for man and machinery come the end of the day. The pace this weekend has been frantic but fabulous in front of what we understand to be record spectators on the stages watching the drama unfold. Well, as we look in now to day three, let's take a look at the standings and the positions as they head for Fannad this morning. As we know, the overnight leader, Sam Moffat, alongside his navigator, James Fulton, in their Fiesta WRC, they hit the lead of the rally for the first time yesterday morning and have held that position since. Moffat, of course, is experienced in Donegal, having won the event in a Subaru in 2013. But the Moffat and Fulton partnership have an advantage of 17.3 seconds over the chasing pack. Second is Craig Breen and Paul Nagel in their Ford Fiesta WRC. They have an older Fiesta, but they have really taking the car to the limit here in Donegal this weekend, and they're looking to close that gap this morning. Callum Devine and Brian Hoy in the Fiesta R5 have had an absolutely super run this weekend in Donegal. They sit third overall, 40 down in Moffat and 23.5 behind Craig Breen. Let's get some thoughts now from the top three as they head out the final day. Chris Ashmore has been at Park Fermi this morning speaking to Callum Devine, Craig Breen, and first up, Sam Moffat.
Sam, a healthy lead going into the final day, but you know those stages are very demanding and a lot can still happen.
Yeah, we like these first two, Fannad and Atlantic Drive, so done them before, big push in them, and you know it's a matter of keeping a clean nose in Portlaoise and trying to get through it, so that'll be the game plan.
Yeah, so Portlaoise is back. Have you done Portlaoise in previous rallies?
Not to my knowledge anyway. If I have, must have been years ago, I have no recollection or anything of it, so it's a clean canvas for us really. Yeah,
so that adds a little bit of extra uncertainty.
It does, but we have the notes well done there, we watched the DVD and know we're happy out.
Yeah, and just what about the weather? I mean, you're hoping it'll stay dry, but the likes of Atlantic Drive and Fannad, you never know.
Yeah, no, it's going to stay dry later on after the next hour, so I'd say the evening loop we might see a few spits, but still very grippy, so I think we'll be alright.
Fair bit to do, you're still in it. How much are you going to push it on the first stage?
Just keep doing what we've been doing for the last 2 days. I'm doing everything I can with what I've got, so there's no reason to change anything. Yeah.
Now, you knew it was going to be a great event, a great challenge. Has it lived up to all expectations?
Okay, the rally definitely, yeah, but some other things perhaps not. Yeah, we'll keep in the same rhythm that I've been on since the first stage Friday morning. We can do absolutely nothing more than that.
Yeah, and we've seen that, you know, there's been twists and turns already and anything could still happen, so you have to just be on your guard.
Yeah, no, you have to keep pushing from the start. That's the way this rally is, so we'll do that again.
Callum Devine, all set for the final day. You were fifth last year. You're going better this year, and you must be well pleased, but so much can still happen.
Yeah, we're well pleased with our performance so far. Really mixed up with the WRC guys.
And today, now, how hard are you going to go out in the first stage?
Yeah, we're going to go flat out. We kind of came up with a game plan this weekend. We'll just keep resetting it after every stage and go flat out again. Kind of knew that. We were leading there five, so you have to go flat out. Yeah, we have to be flat out for every guy behind us.
A lot of attention on the battle within the R5s, and you're up there battling with the WRCs, so it's turning out to be a great rally from every perspective.
Yeah, for sure. It's turned out to be a great rally. To be third now, it's well above our expectations. We've just got to try and hold on to it today as best we can.
And if we get any rain, you know, that could still be a factor.
Yeah, for sure. If it's rain, it might help us, it might not. It's just take it as it comes to try and work on it as best we can.
Young dairyman Callum Devine wrapping up that piece from Chris Ashmore down at Park Fermi. So Sam Moffat, Craig Breen and Callum Devine all set for another day's rally. You heard them talk about rain. If it does rain, there's one driver that's going to sit. That's Fermanagh's Gary Jennings, former winner, of course, with Rory Kennedy. They're fourth overall, but they're just 4.5 shy of third place Callum Devine. So we expect Gary to be really on it first thing this morning in Fannett. Away from the top four, Josh Moffat and Kieran Moriarty are leading Class R5 because Devine is in the overall positions. They're 45 seconds adrift of Jennings. The defending champions, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, in that Hyundai i20, a similar car to Moffat. They're further, 1:20 back. Manus had problems yesterday, but he'll be looking to hold on to that place by the end of the day. But he's going to have a battle on his hands because Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble aren't too far away. 26.1 seconds is the difference between Kelly and Fisher as they fight for sixth. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea are in 8th position overall in their WRC Fiesta. Marian Evans is in 9th in the Hyundai i20, and the top 10 has been wrapped up by Niall Maguire in the Subaru WRC. Outside of the top 10, the likes of Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath in the Mitsubishi sit 12th. Eugene Donnelly and John Michael Henney are 13th, and in 16th position, we've got Donegal man Gary Cooney with Alain Nishi and the Subaru Impreza sitting in 16th position. The class leaders in the international, Eamon Kelly and Conor Mohan, are leading Class RC4. Derek Kenny and Niall Healy and the Civic are leaders in Class RC5. And RC3 has been led by Mark Ewing and Francie Devine. So we move to the battle at the top of the national rally now. And this has certainly been an intriguing fight throughout the weekend. The defending champions, Ian Barrett and Paul McGee, well, they lost out in Knock Alley yesterday. Ryan Loughran and Donegal's Gareth Doherty stepped up to the plate to lead by 7 seconds at the end of day one. And despite an altercation with a Bale County Tyrone driver, Ryan Loughran has been very impressive in that escort. Another man in an escort that has been impressive is Damien Tourish from Ballybuffet. Donal McAlinney on board, a lesser powered escort, sitting second overall in the national. A very, very tidy run from Tourish, and he's just 7 off the pace. While the milkman, Declan Gallagher, was just about inside the top 10 at the start of the day yesterday, and he now finds himself third overall. Himself and Derek Keena had a mixed day in the start at yesterday, but when they were on it, they certainly were at the pace and putting up some very, very quick times. Now, they are just a minute shy of a Tourish, under a minute shy of Tourish in second position, and 1:05 down on Ryan Loughran. But anything can happen in rallying. Again, let's go to Chris Ashmore, who a short time ago was down in Park Fermi and spoke to the leading trio in the national rally.
Ryan Loughran, 7 seconds lead going into the final day. You had a few interesting moments, to say the least, on day two, but you must be very well pleased to be top of that national.
I'm very, very happy. Probably would have liked being in here now this morning with a bit more of a lead, but no, very happy. Yesterday, it was totally my own fault. Missed the 200 board, and then this game thought the 100 board was the 200 board. So we're very, very lucky to still stay in the rally. And fairness, fair play to the boys and the lads and service. They changed everybody's front suspension in that car. They get us back out again, and no, good job.
So just behind you, the competition intense. They will all be out pushing hard. So we've seen already a lot of big names have dropped out. Anything can happen.
Oh, definitely anything can happen, especially today. Like, we still have what I would call an ice in a rally to do today. So the car still has to stick it. I still have to stick it. There's a lot of things has to stick it. So we'll try and do our best.
And the final stage of our Port Lake, have you done that before?
I have. I've done all the stages. I've actually done that. That was split into two stages for the harvest 3 years ago or 2 years ago. So I've done it. Not the nicest of stages, especially if it does rain for the last week, but it'll be grand. We'll manage it.
Damien Tourish, well positioned going into the final day here. So what's the plan?
I'll look out this morning and see how it goes and take it from there. Get Fannett done on it. See where we're at.
Well, we've had a lot of drama already in the national, and you know, just the pitfalls out there, and three really exciting stages to be done twice.
We get really another rally to do today, so there's not a lot of medals to do, and three very tough stages, very good stages, but just real driving stages. So you have to be careful too, and try not to make mistakes.
And what about the car?
The car's very good. The car never missed a beat all weekend, and trying to watch it as much as we can, but the pace is that hot, it's hard at times, but that time we're enjoying it.
Declan Gallagher, the trusty starlet, going well once again, and you pushed it hard yesterday.
We pushed hard yesterday, Chris, now to be fair. Look at there was nothing left most of the time, you know. Tough days rallying yesterday, it's going to be the same today, pretty much the same, I'd say, because there are three really tough stages that are set in front of us today, and we may have to deal with some rain at some stage today as well, but look, we'll keep at it, and we'll keep doing what we're doing and push away.
Yeah, people might look at the times and see a little bit of a gap between people and think, maybe that's too much. But one person goes off and suddenly it's a different ball game.
We started here yesterday morning, ninth. I think three of them lads dropped out in front of us, and that took us up three places, you know. It's a tough rally, and there's a rally there again now today to be done, nothing's decided yet,
That's the Milkman, Declan Gallagher. Outside of the top three, Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh are just 14 off the pace of third and fourth. Mark Alcorn and John O'Donnell are a further 3.3 adrift. Damien Toner and Michael Cuddy, sixth overall, 16 behind Alcorn. Seventh in the national standings is Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly, 13.7 behind Toner. Then we've got the reads of Paul and Carl, eighth overall. David Kundell and Paul Kelly are ninth, and Kylan Dale McGettigan wrap up the top 10, just 11 seconds behind Kundell. That's the top 10 standings in the national rallies to go to day three. Outside of that, and guys that are hoping to get into the top 10, JF Shovlin and Emma Brosnan in their escort are 11th overall, 14 seconds off a top 10 finish at the moment. Johnny Jordan, Paddy McCrudden lead class 13, they are 12th. Conor Corley and Nigel Fraser in an escort 13th. Michael Cribben and Dara Kelly are leading class 20, and they're 14th in the national. John Boner and John McCafferty, 15th. Wesley Patterson and Johnny Baird in an escort, 16th. Frank Kelly and Liam Brennan, 17th. The visitors, Barry Mead and Dean O'Sullivan from Cork, 18th. Daniel Conan and Terence McGee, 19th and 2nd in their class, while John O'Dogan and Kieran Marn in the escort wrap up the top 20. Some of the class leaders in the national, Vincent Collins and Jane Collins, they lead class 12. Brian Lavelle and Sean Burton in the Civic lead class 11F. The leaders in class 11R and the escort are Sean Doherty and Chris Harley. The leaders in class 9, Damien O'Reilly and Seamus McTigg. The leaders in class 15, Jim McDowell and Charlotte McDowell. Eamon McLaughlin and Stephen Boyle in the escort lead class 10. Paddy Walker and Oliver Doherty are out in front in class 22. And just taking a note on Mr. Ken Block with Alex Gelismo in the escort. They are currently still going, and they of course are under Rally 2 rules, having gone out in a Friday. But Ken Block certainly enjoying his rally in Donegal. We spoke to him at the end of day 2 yesterday, coming off Cairn Hill, and he improved his time over Knockalla by 20 seconds, which he was delighted about yesterday. And the American superstar looking to get to the end of day 3. Not forgetting about the historics, Mark Falvey and Jeremy Lynch are the leaders in the escort by 10.5 seconds from Martin Doherty and Dara Doherty. Duncan Williams and Leon Williams are sitting in third overall in the historics, a further 41 seconds back. The top three positions are all Mark II escorts. And the juniors will see action for the first time today as well, as they tackle the 6 stages on the final day of the Donegal International Rally. Just to remind spectators and rally fans who are listening to us this morning, and you're heading out on the stages, to keep the race in this place and obey marshals and officials, because a safe rally for everyone will make for a more enjoyable rally. If you're going to the stages early, keep in mind where you park your vehicle. Do not go within 200 metres of the junction that you want to watch the rally at. Leave your vehicle well up the road and walk into the stage. Park responsibly. If you are following a number of stages and you're looking to get into several stages, give yourself at least 30 minutes. We had a situation yesterday where Garton was cancelled. The reason for it was people were parking their vehicles in a position that they weren't allowed to be in that area of 200 metres within the junction. Plus, spectators were landing 10 minutes before the first car was due, and then they couldn't get into the stage. So they ended up cancelling the stage in Garton yesterday, and we don't want to see a repeat of that today. So give yourself ample time if you are going to the stages today on the final day. The first car is due on Fannad at around 5:05 this afternoon to start proceedings. Fannad, Atlantic Drive, and then Port Lake will be the 3 stages done twice to bring an end to the 2019 Jewel Donegal International Rally. If you're not out at the rally and you're want to know what's happening, tune into Highland throughout the day. And of course, there will be pieces on our website as well, highlandradio.com. We'll talk to you again real soon about Rally 2019.
Keep pace with the leaders on the final day of the Donegal International Rally, live on Highland Radio in association with Pulse Venue Letterkenny. Rally closing party tonight with the excellent Whistling Donkeys and One for the Road.